The U.S. is Israel's staunchest ally, but it's clear that Israel's military operations in Gaza are testing the relationship. Today, a White House spokesman described the shelling of a United Nations school in Gaza as totally unacceptable and totally indefensible. Several Palestinian civilians, including children, were killed. Despite such civilian casualties, public support for the war in Gaza remains high among Israelis. But what about the American Jewish community? Peter Beinart follows this closely. He's the author of The Crisis of Zionism, and he says this latest Gaza war is not very popular with the younger generation of U.S. Jews.
It's polarizing American Jews along ideological lines, but also very much along generational lines. And you can see that playing out very much in social media, where younger people are more likely to be online. It's not to say that Israel doesn't have strong defenders amongst younger American Jews. It does, especially from within, more likely from within the Orthodox community. But overall, this general sense that we've had amongst American Jews over the past few years that the intergenerational conversations within families are very difficult on this issue because of different generational experiences, I think this war has made that even more the case than it was before.
So what kinds of things are you hearing from American Jews across those generational lines? Like if we take the millennials, who are obviously very active on social media, and say their parents, who are perhaps less active. I mean, what is that debate all about? What does it sound like?
I think older American Jews are more likely to start with the assumption that the Palestinians have never accepted Israel and basically hate Israel, and that Hamas is a particularly virulent expression of that. And then that added to that is to see the really disturbing rise in anti-Semitism in Europe, and to say that Israel is under assault and we need to stand behind it. Even if we don't support every Israeli policy at this moment, with Israel under assault, we have to stand behind it. And that is particularly resonant for people who in their own lives may have remembered things like 1948 or 1967, may have had personal experiences with anti-Semitism. And so this really resonates for them. I think for younger Americans, they may not reject all of that, but they may be more likely to start with the more universalistic assumption that the Palestinians are not all that different from us, and that the Palestinians have been living without some of the basic rights that we would want ourselves. And while they certainly would probably not defend Hamas and not defend Hamas rocket fire, might even say that Israel has the right to defend itself, they would say, yeah, but wait a second. Is Israel really treating the Palestinians fairly? Is Israel's blockade of Gaza really entirely justified? Can Israel justify all these civilian casualties, even if it's only going after Hamas? So I think I'm trying to describe it in a way that doesn't prejudice it one way or the other, but I just think these are different perspectives that come out of different life experiences. Younger people have had experienced less anti-Semitism in their own lives, and they've grown up seeing Israel as a powerful country, not a weak country.
I'm 53. I grew up, went to school, and knew very few Arabs or Arab Americans. I think that's changed a lot. I'm wondering if there's, you know, for the younger generation, a greater sense of empathy.
I think you're making also a very important point, right? Since 1965, we've had this big influx of immigrants from around the developing world and from the Muslim world. And I think people going to college today, for instance, or in their 20s, are much more likely to have casual friendships with people, either Palestinians or Arabs or Muslims more generally. And although sometimes, you know, those relationships on college campuses are described in the American Jewish establishment as very hostile, in my experience, actually, they're often quite good. And I think it humanizes people. Again, it's not likely to make them sympathize with Hamas, but I think when you know someone who is Muslim, for instance, you are much less likely to traffic in the kind of very harshly anti-Muslim rhetoric that sometimes you see amongst older American Jews.
And yet the U.S. Senate passed a resolution 100-0 to support Israel's right to defend itself. Do you think they're not taking, lawmakers in Washington are not kind of taking into account the debate that's actually going on among American Jews?
It was actually a really extraordinary resolution if you look at it. The Senate and House resolution did not even make reference to the fact that any Palestinians had died. I mean, you would not even know from reading that resolution that any Palestinians had died. It was truly an appalling document. And it is really remarkable when you think about it, that someone like an Elizabeth Warren or a Bernie Sanders, who's a socialist, for goodness sakes, or Al Franken, all supported that resolution. Do I really believe in their heart of hearts that's what they believe? No, I don't. I mean, I can't prove it, but I don't actually believe that that's what they really think in their heart of hearts. But I think that American politicians have made a calculation that the hassle that you get from taking a position that is at odds with the organized pro-Israel community, American Jews, but also to some degree evangelical Christians, is just a headache that most people don't want to deal with. And the political price on the other side is virtually nil. I mean, Palestinian Arab Muslim Americans are not an influential constituency in Washington. And liberal American Jews, while they've become organized more through J Street, essentially have nowhere to go. I mean, they're not going to vote for
J Street's
a Republican.
A lobby group in Washington.
J Street is a dovish lobby group in Washington. But those people are not going to vote for a Republican, right? So even if the Democratic senator who's liberal on other things is a little bit more supportive of Benjamin Netanyahu than they would like, they don't have an alternative. Remember, the Democrats do not have a culture of primary challenges like the Republicans do. So a Democratic senator is basically pretty safe from challenge on the left on this issue right now. That could change in the future.
I mean, final question, bottom line here. Is a current Israeli war with Gaza a before and after moment, generally speaking, for U.S. Jews and their relation to Israel?
I wouldn't put it that starkly, but I think there is a longer-term transition, and this is one moment in that transition. It is the transition to a younger generation of American Jews who, first of all, don't see Israel as a refuge from anti-Semitism in the way their parents may have. Mm. Secondly, are more likely to see Israel, and Jews more generally, as a powerful and privileged community rather than a weak and menaced community. And thirdly, because they have much less social distance in their own personal relationships from Gentiles, and indeed from Arabs and Muslims, are less likely to feel like criticism has to be kept in-house, that you can only criticize among Jews. You know, younger American Jews don't do anything virtually only among Jews. So they, unlike their parents or grandparents, are more likely to feel comfortable with more public criticism. What I hope is that some of those instincts, which lead them to challenge Israeli policy, can be coupled with a sense of wonder and affection for the project of Israeli statehood.
Peter Beinart, the author of The Crisis of Zionism, thanks very much.
Thank you.